Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with podcast number 39 about negative splits. We'll discuss what it means to negative split and ways to train to achieve a negative split in a race. A negative split is when you run the second half of a race, whatever the distance, faster than the first half. And I think everyone should train with this goal in mind. The second best situation is to even split, meaning to run the second half in the same time as the first half. And the least desirable way to run a race, in my opinion, is to get slower and slower throughout the race. Now, the reason I think it's far better to negative split than to even split is this. If you're properly trained for the distance of the race, in other words, if you've run that distance before or close to it and you're in good condition, then most people will find that the first couple of miles, or maybe the first 3 miles of a race, they're still warming up. Even if they warmed up before a race of a mile or 2 miles, which personally I think everybody should warm up 2 miles before a race, and they'll always have a better race. And I'll do a whole podcast about that at some point. But a lot of people, particularly if it's a half marathon or longer, a lot of people won't warm up at all. But either way, the thing is, you'll find that you warm up more as you get several miles into the race. So it's only natural that you would then be able to more comfortably and with less energy actually pick up the pace. So for that reason, I think if you try to even split it, what's going to happen is that you end up maybe running a little bit too hard during those first few miles because you're not warmed up as much as you could become warmed up and will become warmed up later. So for that reason, I think you should always start with the idea that you're going to get faster throughout the race. Also, it feels great to get faster as you get farther into the race, and you'll gain mental confidence as you start passing people who are either slowing down or who are even splitting. That'll give you the strength, the mental strength, to keep on pushing hard, and these runs will most often end in PRs, which, let's face it, most of us are trying to do that every time we go out. One reason I like to train for negative splitting is that it helps you get over the tendency to go out too fast. That's one of the best ways to ruin a race, and I have a feeling most of you have experienced that. If you've done very many races, I'm pretty sure you've had at least one or more instances when you did that. Once you've had the experience of negative splitting a race, you'll always want to repeat it because it feels good. So your question is probably, how do I train to negative split races? There are many different workouts that'll help, so I'm going to explain several. But first, make sure that you warm up. Okay, so these are essentially different types of speed workouts, but they're all aimed at training your body to negative split. But in each case, I would say you should always run 2 miles first to get warmed up well. And when I say warm up, I never mean doing stretching. I highly recommend dynamic stretching, but I wouldn't even do that until I run a mile. So ideal might be to do an easy walk-run mile and then some dynamic stretching and then another mile at a faster pace. Then you're ready to begin your workout. So my first example, number one, we might do a series of 4 sets of 3/4 miles, each quarter mile 5 seconds faster than the last within each set. Each set is independent of the others time-wise, though. In other words, you're doing a total of 12 quarter miles, which will be grouped into 4 sets of 3 with a brief rest between quarters and a longer rest between sets. You might do the first quarter mile in the first set at, say, 2 minutes. Then your second quarter mile would be at 155, and your third would be at 150, or that's what you're shooting for. You're probably not going to be able to get it perfect, but try to stay close to that. Your rest between quarter miles could be anywhere from 10 seconds to 30, depending on how intense you want to make the set. Then you rest about 2 minutes, or approximately the time it took for one of the quarters. Then you start over, and your first one is at 2 minutes again. Each set of three starts off at that same point. How hard you work the first one determines how hard the set will be. You don't need to work it as hard as you can to get the negative split effect. Remember that. My recommendation is to start by doing the first one at 5K pace. A variation of this would be to do the first one at 10K pace. But If you do that, then each successive one within that set should be about 15 seconds faster than the last one. All right, so here's another example. And these are all things that I do with my coaching group, by the way. So I like to do this on a regular basis. We probably train for negative splitting about every other week. And it seems to work. All of these workouts, in my opinion, have been all time tested. And, you know, people tend to actually enjoy these workouts a lot. So that's another reason why I like to do them. So number two, you might do two sets of three half miles, with each half mile getting faster than the last. So you would do a half mile three times with a short rest between each one. Make the break equivalent to about half the time it took to do the half mile. And the point is to make each one of the three faster than the last. That's what makes it negative split training. Then rest twice as long as you did between sets. In other words, between sets, you rest twice as long as what your rest was between half miles. Each set is independent of the others, starting with a higher time and progressing to faster and faster within that set. Number three, one of my favorites is to do a broken mile. You run 3/4 of a mile at 5K pace, then run the last quarter mile at a pace that's 5 to 10 seconds faster than that 5K pace. Repeat this three times. Number four, another workout would be a broken 3/4 mile. So this is very similar. You do the half mile at 5K pace and then do a quarter mile at a pace that's 5 to 10 seconds faster than the pace of the first half mile. It helps greatly if you have a GPS watch for doing this. Number five, there are various ways to do negative split workouts as fartleks. Remember, a fartlek is simply a segmented run. So let's say you're running where there are streetlights. Let the streetlights define your segments. Let's say you let one segment be the equivalent of two streetlights. You might do one segment at 10K pace, one segment at 5K pace, and one segment at faster than 5K pace. Number six, another workout to train for negative splitting a race is to do a 3-mile run with each mile 15 to 30 seconds faster than the last. This will take practice. It won't work if you start out too fast. I don't want you sprinting the last mile. I almost never have my runners sprint. That should be saved for a race because it just takes too long to fully recover. And you get just as much benefit as you would at running 100% if you do 95%, but the difference is you'll recover faster. Number seven, a variation is to do a 5-mile run with each mile 20 to 30 seconds faster than the last. To do this, you must start at an easy run pace. The problem here is that people have a tendency to misunderstand the purpose and start out too fast. Remember, the purpose is simply to get faster with each one, not to try to do them all fast. Then it's not a negative split workout. Number eight. Another workout is to do a longer run than that, say 6 miles, and make each mile faster than the last one. So again, that's very similar. As long as you get faster with each mile, you've succeeded. But I recommend picking a target, so say 10 seconds, and try to get 10 seconds faster with each one. So by the time you get to your last mile, in this case, it's 50 seconds faster than your first one. That may sound quite intense, but it doesn't need to be. Just make sure you don't start out too fast. This will be doable if you have a GPS and can adjust your pace accordingly. But it's also a good idea to try to do it by just timing each mile. This will help you learn what pace you're running, which is quite helpful. By the way, and I've talked about this before, everyone's easy run pace, and by that I mean the pace at which you do your non-speed work runs, should be about 1.5 to 2 minutes slower than your 5K pace. It's almost across the board, almost everybody I run into tends to do their easy runs too hard. It's not unusual for me to run into somebody and we get to talking and they say, well, my easy runs are a whole 45 seconds slower than my fast runs. Well, that's ridiculous. That's still very fast. And if you want to get faster, if you want to run better, one of the best ways to do that is to make sure that 80% of your running is very easy. And then when you do speed work, the quality is much better. So then if the rest of your runs are easy, then what's happening? you're recovering on those runs. You're giving your body, you're not stressing it at all. And that way, you actually maximize the benefit of your speed work. Because remember, you don't get faster when you're doing speed work. You get faster when you're recovering. So this is just a reminder to allow yourself to do most of your miles at a nice, easy pace. Number 9, my last suggestion is to run mile repeats at 10K or 5K pace, depending on how intensely you want to work at that workout, and then add a quarter mile pickup at the end, ending up at 95% effort for the last 100 yards. A pickup, remember, is when you get faster throughout that distance. So if you're doing a quarter mile, you just get faster and faster until you're at about 95% effort at the end of that quarter mile. Well, not at the end, but like for the last 100 yards. And that's a good negative split workout of a different type, but you're getting faster at the end. So that's another one that's I really like to do. That's fun. Obviously, these workouts could be varied in many, many ways, but now you get the idea of how to do it, so you can probably do that on your own. I found that these workouts are hugely beneficial for my coaching group, and they like doing them. That's all for today. Just remember the saying, if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you've always gotten. That's why you need to vary your workouts. Include speed work, include hill training, and practice negative splits. Taken together, they will have a great impact on your running, both by making you faster and by making your training more interesting. If you have any questions you'd like me to answer in this podcast, please ask them on my Mojo for Running page on Facebook. And if you haven't liked that page, I sure would appreciate it if you do so. Now, if you're not on Facebook, that's okay. If you have a question, just email it to me at deb@mojoforrunning.com.